UN weapons inspectors say that Iraq has destroyed a total of 10 Al-Samud missiles this weekend. Iraq is believed to have more than 100 of the medium-range missiles. The White House on Saturday dismissed the destruction as an attempt by Baghdad to deceive the world into believing that it's complying with demands that Iraq disarm. David Kay was the chief UN nuclear arms inspector in Iraq from 1991 to 1992, and he joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Happy to be here, Linda.
That small number out of more than 100 doesn't sound like very many, but is it a significant move by Baghdad?
I think it's a significant political move, and that's quite apart from the numbers. Remember, they were approaching a deadline, Hans Blix, a report again. Initially, they said, we would not destroy these. These were not missiles that were found. They were actually declared by the Iraqis on December 7th. Create a mini-crisis, and then the denouement is by simply saying, yes, we think we're right, but we will comply to show that we're committed to disarmament. So I think it's political significance, not a disarmament significance.
So you don't think these are particularly important to Iraq's military apparatus, these missiles?
No, these missiles really aren't. 100 is not very many. Their warhead is relatively small. They're the more modern missiles they have, but they're still liquid fuel missiles of a pretty old generation.
What about allowing weapons inspectors to interview more scientists? That's another thing that's being viewed as movement. Are these interviews likely to yield much information of value, do you think?
Well, here again, they're cherry-picking who is interviewed, and they're also dribbling them out in numbers of one, two, or three. So you say it's a significant movement simply because it was zero before. Remember, there are over 500 identified scientists and engineers on the UN list of key individuals. And even in the case of those interviewed by the IAEA team, the nuke team, they've allowed the inspectors to bring tape recorders along and take away the recordings. That probably indicates that someone else is listening to those recordings and it's not truly a private interview. So I don't think that has been very significant.
You sound like you're fairly discouraged about what's going on. Do you think that that's going to be reflected in the weapons inspection team report? It's been delivered to the Security Council yesterday. We don't yet know what's in it. Do you have any notion?
Well, it's been widely leaked and discussed. I've just come back from New York, and everyone there seems to know what's in it. So if they're correct, I think you will find it more or less a typical Blix report. He will applaud the Iraqis for doing certain things, allowing interviews finally to start, showing some movement. He will speak of the attitude that seems to have slightly changed. While on the other hand, I think he will be frank that the Iraqis have not made much actual movement, the actual progress. New documents have not been delivered. And so I think both sides can find what they want to in a report like that.
David Kay was the chief UN nuclear arms inspector in Iraq from 1991 to 1992. Thank you very much.
Happy to be with you.